Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Really? Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
You're tuned in to the FF Face-Off. Here, ready to drop the elbow on your competition, is Mike and Anthony. Ooh, yeah, dig it.
New world order.
Greatest, yeah, the FF Face-Off.
All right. Welcome back, folks, to the FF Face-Off. This is a podcast proudly brought to you by Fantasy Football King.
Behold the King, the King of Kings.
Well, honestly, I don't think I hear Anthony say anything more than the word test.
Ladies and gentlemen, the best.
I heard you groan, Anthony, but you had to have known that was coming. Welcome, folks, to the FF Face-Off. Yes, this is a year-round NFL and fantasy football podcast in which we keep you best informed so that when drafts do come up, you are best prepared to absolutely crush it. Today, we are going to welcome in Jake Seeley. I'm going to send that invite in a hot second. We're going to be talking about some fantasy bounce backs and the latest NFL news. Anthony Servino is my partner in crime. I've already insulted him once today on the show, but you can follow him at The Real NFL Guru. Anthony, how's by you as I get ready to invite Jake in here?
Mike, I'm doing fantastic today. Just finishing writing up some rookie quarterback stuff for the Game Day NFL, so look out for that.
All right. Good times. All right. Well, the invite has been sent to Jake, I believe. I don't know if it's a phone or if it's a... I don't know. If we've called them via phone or if we've called them... I don't know. You might have to do that, Anthony.
So I might have to do what?
Well, Jake is here. Jake, do we have him in video? We have him in video. Fantastic. I thought I sent him a phone call. I was a little worried. So I'm not in charge of sending the invite. So Jake Seeley, senior writer over at The Athletic. How's about you?
How's about you?
How about you
as well?
I always say, how's by you? My where that comes from is my wife and her friends, they would get drunk in their at the bar, and they would always just say, how's by you? So
how's by you?
So there it is. So there you go. I got to ask before we get into football stuff, which Funko is the favorite, or can we narrow it down?
I mean, if anybody knows me, they already know who the favorite is.
Launchpad.
Okay. DuckTales, man. Come on.
Oh, I love DuckTales.
You should know this.
I should have worn my DuckTales shirt, so that's my fault then.
Yeah, that is 100% your fault. I'm seeing if I have a second favorite. no, I mean, there's a lot that could come up second place, but it's tough. I mean, I got Lawrence Taylor, which is kind of cool, but I'm trying to see Michael Jordan. I mean, I think everything just falls in second place. It's the trio of the DuckTales, and then everything else is in second place.
They're all just honorable mentions after that.
That's well, it. The honorable mentions are the ones that are underneath here, propping these up that you can't even see.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. So we are going to talk a little bit of fantasy bounce backs, but we should get into the news today, which was, listen, we were looking at Peloton stuff. We were looking at wherever he was recording, wherever he was tweeting coordinates, lyrics to songs. But J.J. Watt finally tweeted a picture of himself, and much to my chagrin, as an NFC West guy, wearing an Arizona Cardinals shirt. So, Anthony, I'll kick it to you first. Your thoughts, J.J. Watt going to Arizona on a 2-year deal.
I really like the move for the Cardinals. I think this is an underrated defense. We saw some good things from them last year. J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones, I believe it was Field Yates who tweeted it out. They have the most sacks in the past number of years. They have the pass rush going. And I think the factor here, the key factor for the Cardinals is Isaiah Simmons taking a big step up in year two and really pulling this whole defense together. Sure, they need to figure out Patrick Peterson. I don't know if they're going to retain him or not, but they're a few pieces away from really contending in the West.
Yeah. Jake, what says you? J.J. Watt going to the desert, like it? Or
Cardinals? I mean, you do have to like it. I don't know if I like it for the price, again, but it's the NFL, so whatever you want to throw out there. Because J.J. Watt, let's be real about him at this point of his career, isn't J.J. Watt. He's probably 80% J.J. Watt, which is still better than a lot of people. You know, the biggest thing is I actually think the better player is Chandler Jones at this point of their career. But you put him on the other side, it's like what you see. Like, here's a good example. JPP with the Buccaneers. He's not JPP he was with the Giants, but he looked better because of where he is. So you can see a fit like that. What he was just talking about, I think there's a lot of issues, though, on the defense. There's a lot of free agents. It's not just Patrick Peterson. I mean, you go down through the linebackers, defensive line. There's a lot. So this starts to address the issue. And they lost a lot of close games. And if Kyler Murray didn't drop off in the second half of the season, we could have been talking about Arizona as a playoff team and actually contender last year. I think this comes down to it definitely looks better on paper. You saw the line move in Vegas, so that kind of tells you what they think. Kyler Murray having more consistency, and they need, I don't know, they need somebody to step on defense besides this, and they also need somebody to step up on offense. Like, Christian Kirk has kind of been waiting for too long at this point. So they need kind of like a second weapon on both sides. Maybe you said the point. Maybe it's Isaiah Simmons in his second year, and he takes a big step forward.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that as well. Yeah, I think that would certainly be the key. But the NFC West keeps getting better, much to the chagrin of my Niners, and who knows what's going to happen there. Quarterback, anything.
Have you seen the stupid line on the Niners? I don't believe
it'll be fine.
I can't believe they're that. You see how high up they are for Super Bowl favorites, and it's stupid. Like, what is it?
Yes.
Plus 1400 or something like that. That's if they get Watson. Like, if they have Garoppolo, that's, I wish you could short their line, like go the opposite direction.
No, I saw that too, because I checked the lines, because, you know, just like you said, when after the move happened, Cardinals jumped a little bit there. And yeah, I saw the Niners, and I don't know what's going on with that, but whatever. We'll
maybe
see.
They're anticipating Teddy Bridgewater, Mike.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I'm as a 49er fan, I'm chalking that up to the 49ers were looking to call somebody else. They accidentally called the Panthers, felt rude about hanging up, so they stayed on the line and just asked about a couple players. So that's what I'm going with.
Remember when Garoppolo was supposed to be the first backup Patriots quarterback to actually succeed outside of New England? It was like, oh no, he's the one. They made all the mistakes before this, and now it's all
now, now not so much. Yeah, exactly. So there you go. But I guess we can get to some bounce back players potentially. We'll just kick it around. Anthony, I'll go to you first. I mean, does anybody come to mind for you for fantasy purposes that could bounce back?
Yeah, I'm going to go with an obvious one, and that's Ezekiel Elliott. I feel like fantasy Twitter in general, we're seeing a lot of opinion on Ezekiel Elliott. he's still Zeke, right? He's fairly young for a running back. And people are forgetting in those first five games with Dak Prescott how productive Ezekiel Elliott was despite playing in a Mike McCarthy offense and despite the offensive line injuries. Zeke's going to be had at a value this year. And we're coming off last year when people were paying second, third round for Todd Gurley, getting overhyped going to Atlanta, knowing he has knee issues, where Ezekiel Elliott has only missed, I believe, one game. And that was last year due to an injury. This guy's going to be a bounce back player, and you might be able to get Zeke at the back of the first round.
Yeah, that was a game against the Niners, I believe, too, in which Tony Pollard was a DraftKings hero, if I'm not mistaken, last season. I mean, we'll see how far he falls. I mean, Jake, I mean, how far would you envision Zeke kind of falling here? I mean, because, you know, there's always the next big running back, and does he fall out of that top tier? And if so, where does he go? So, I mean, does he fall far enough to become a value at running back?
I think so, because I've been banging the table already this offseason for Ezekiel Elliott, because through those five games, do you know where he was off the top of your head? Do you know where he was through those five games? I know you said he was great, and I agree with you. Do you know where he was, though?
He finished as an RB3, 7, 13, 15, and 4.
Yeah, and he was RB4 in points per game. So there you go, because Aaron Jones right and stepped in front of him with one fewer game. So, yeah, I'm with you 100. That's what I keep mentioning. Dak Prescott, if he's back, obviously if Dak Prescott isn't back, that could kind of change things as well. But I'm with you on Zeke. I have him as my RB6 already for my way too early rankings. I think that he'll fall a little bit further than that. To your point is I think you're going to see some people put a better name or a bigger name in front of him, get excited about the Jonathan Taylor. And, you know, if you want to take Jonathan Taylor, I'm not going to say you're nuts to do it, but I'd rather just take Zeke, who, again, yeah, people are going to bring up the carries and all this type of stuff, but hasn't missed time, still talented. And I'm glad you took all the arguments I've been making with the Todd Gurley. That's the one thing I keep bringing up, too, is like, before Todd Gurley got hurt, he was RB1 because of all the touchdowns. So, worst case scenario, what? In this offense, he was getting a bunch of touchdowns, at least one a game. So, he scores 16 touchdowns, and you're still going to be an RB1. So, I love the Z call.
All right. Yeah, and there's no concern about that narrative about Mike McCarthy not always using running backs. I feel like troops last year anyhow. I feel like everything hit the fan once Dak got injured. But Anthony, I guess I'll kick that to you. Is any concern about that narrative about McCarthy not using running backs, or is that not a concern for you because Zeke's above that?
In three of those five games, Zeke had 19 plus carries, not to mention his reception total. And in the two games where he had 14 and 12 carries against Seattle and Cleveland, I believe he had 6 and 8 receptions. So we're still teetering around 20 touches for this guy.
That's actually the minimum. He had 20 touches in every single game.
Boom. All right. Well, there you go. Jake, I know Anthony kind of stole your thunder there a little bit with Zeke call.
I have plenty. So, I mean, that just happened to be one of them. It's one of my favorite ones.
Well, spin the wheel and give me one.
I'll give you my favorite wide receiver. And it's because his team is drafting number one and he's getting Trevor Lawrence. And that's because DJ Chark is a terrific wide receiver. Something I said about coming out of college is that he has NFL number one ability. Like, there's a lot of wide receivers. Like, I like Hollywood Brown, but he's not a true number one in the NFL sense. Right. There's certain aspects that makes you a really good 1B or one of the best twos in the league. DJ Chark could be a one. We've seen him be a one, and we've seen him, you know, everybody makes the argument all the time about Allen Robinson. And look at the quarterbacks he's dealt with. Well, nobody wants to give DJ Chark that pass, and we've seen DJ Chark at his best. So you give him Trevor Lawrence, and you give him those air yards, and you give him that ability even as a rookie. Well, Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow, even Joe Burrow's struggles just showed us that they can do it, and Trevor Lawrence is better than both. So Trevor Lawrence with DJ Chark, you could see Chark being right back into the wide receiver one category.
Yeah, no, I dig that call. Anthony, what says you? You've been a Jacksonville guy in the past. Do you think Trevor Lawrence will help do that for Chark?
I mean, I would say so, right? Because of the issues, what was it, Gardner Minshew and Mike Glennon. I forget the third quarterback they threw out there last year. And they expected so much out of DJ Chark. And I don't think this is at the fault of the player. I don't think he's a one-year wonder. I think this is a product of truly poor quarterback play. I don't know if DJ Chark, is he as good, Jake, I'll kick this to you, is he as good as Allen Robinson to where, yes, Allen Robinson did overcome Blake Bortles, Nick Foles, and Mitchell Trubisky, and I think he is that talented. Is Chark that talented, or does he need the bump back quarterback?
No, he's a slight step behind Allen Robinson. Like, I put him on the next tier. So Allen Robinson is probably the second tier behind the super elites, and that being like Davante Adams. If Michael Thomas bounces back to who knows what was going on with him this past year, but DeAndre Hopkins, like wide receivers like that, those are the super elites. And then you get that next group, and I would put him in that next group with Allen Robinson, not Chark. I'd put Allen Robinson in the next group. Allen Robinson, Calvin Ridley, and Calvin Ridley could be pushing that first group before we get there. But Jefferson, Robinson, you know, DK Metcalf, those kind of guys. And then the very next group, when you start talking about the McLaurins and Amari Cooper inconsistency, but Deontay Johnson and those type, I think he belongs with those kind of guys.
Yeah. No, I dig it. I'll take that. I'll stay close to my my NFL home here with this call. And I'll also go wide receiver. And I'll go Deebo Samuel. The only thing that concerns me about Deebo Samuel is the way in which he plays. I think that the way in which he plays is good, because I've said this before, guys like him and Kittle on that team, they don't look to run around players. They look to run through them. They look to break these players in half. So that's a concern. But beyond that, I think that we're going to see, we're already seeing it. And I think as we get closer to drafts, this Brandon Ayuk popularity, which is fine. And that's it. It's not like people aren't, it's not like people aren't paying attention. Ayuk's a very talented player, and if they have a proper quarterback, as we kind of alluded to earlier, sky could be the limits with those weapons. But I think that this could allow Deebo Samuel to fall just a bit. Now, you know, listen, he didn't play a lot last year, of course, and then you remember that game he came back, Arizona, first play, gets the ball, runs to the sideline, out. We don't see him again. Last year, the year prior, in his rookie year, he broke out in the second half of the season, finished as the 31st best wide receiver in PPR formats. So I actually think he could do better than that. I just think that he could potentially be a nice little value. There are the concerns, though, again, injuries, quarterback, if people believe in Jimmy Garoppolo or not. Is he good for fantasy, though? Might not be as good for NFL. So some things to consider, but I do like Deebo Samuel, and I do think that he is a name that will slip by some radars. Jake, any thoughts? Deebo Samuel, do you like him for a potential bounce back, or does quarterback or the way in which he plays worry you?
It's not actually either of those things that worries me. It's what you brought up is the other name. So I was a Deebo Samuel fan coming out of college. I think he's one of the better separators, especially with his routes. My issue when they drafted Ayuk is, why are you replicating your guy? Like, because Ayuk has a lot of similarities. Where I draw the line for me is that I think Ayuk plays better outside than Deebo does. So that's where I'm hesitant on buying into Deebo. I actually ranked Ayuk ahead of Deebo for next year, because the problem is you have two similar wide receivers, one that can succeed outside more than the other. And I do think Ayuk can succeed more than Deebo can outside. So when you have Kittle absorbing how much he does over the middle of the field, if I'm betting on next year and I'm saying who's the one who gets left out more than the other two, because you have the big three, you could say, in the receiving game, I think it's going to hurt Deebo more. And I love, again, this is coming from somebody that loves Deebo, that was extremely high on Deebo coming out of college. Right. I just think he's the one hurt by now how this team is constructed.
Yeah, no, it's definitely fair. I mean, is there, so there's no concern if it's Jimmy Garoppolo, let's say. I know John Lynch is coming out and saying, you know, Jimmy's our guy, but it's just as easy to say that as to say, well, we didn't expect this phone call to happen or this deal to fall in our lap. So it remains to be seen. I mean, I know Kuiper says Justin Fields, which I would probably pass out and pant if that happened, but you know, whatever. Jimmy Garoppolo, do you have faith in your fantasy options in San Francisco if Jimmy Garoppolo is the starter in week 1?
Yeah, he's not awful. I mean, right. That's, you know, he's for what Mitch Trubisky could do for Allen Robinson. I mean, we could see worse things happen. You know, go back to when we were talking about Jacksonville, and you know, Gardner Minshew for a while was doing fine at making DJ Chark and others value. It's not awful. Look, it's not Dwayne Haskins with the way that Haskins was playing. So Garoppolo being out there, honestly, hey, he's better than the other options on this team with Nick Mullins and everybody else they were tossing out there. So if Garoppolo is the quarterback next year, I think you can sustain three. I do have, this is with Garoppolo, I have Debo Samuel at 34, have Ayuk at 26. Well, 34 is still starting for you every single week. So
yeah.
I think there's enough for them to go around again, but I have Debo at 34 just because I think he's lost out a little bit more.
All right. And Anthony, we have, obviously on the show, you and I have discussed San Francisco many a times, wide receiver positions. What are your thoughts there? Debo, Ayuk, how you feeling?
I think I'm in agreement with Jake here. I'm a big Debo guy, Mike, as you know, but Brandon Ayuk really impressed me last year. I know Kittle was out a long time. Debo didn't play a lot. There was tons of quarterback issues. The defense wasn't the same. There was a lot of differences in the two rookie seasons between Debo and Ayuk, but Ayuk really looked like a star out there. He went on these, this amazing run really after the first two or three games, and it was maintained no matter who was throwing him the football, and he was probably drawing the best coverage on the field. So, eye test-wise, I like Brandon Ayuk more, but I'm not going to completely fade Debo Samuel over it, especially if he falls out of value.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Anthony, you have another player you want to throw out at us for a bounce back candidate?
I no, but yes, Joe Mixon, because I can't quit this guy. I need to see Cincinnati at number five draft Penei Sewell, either kick him to the right side or Jonah Williams to the right side, and really improve this offensive line, keep Joe Burrow upright. And I think we're going to start seeing the Joe Mixon that I've been waiting to see for about, maybe 2-3 years now. We saw flashes of it 2 years ago, and I bought in pretty heavy last year. But I think Joe Mixon, people are going to completely quit this guy. He's going to be the number one running back in Cincinnati, I assume. And considering the touches he can get, if I can get Joe Mixon mid to late round two, if he falls that far, why not roll the dice?
Yeah, I mean, to me, and then I'll kick it to Jake. It's, it really, truly is all a matter of where Mixon's falling. If the asking price is going to be what it's been, say, last year, then, then Hall and Oates style, I can't go for that. But, I mean, played in six games, had what, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, he was a top 15 running back in three out of those six games that he played. All of them coming early on. Remember, he had that one huge week where he scored 45 DraftKings points back on week four. But yeah, to me, it's going to be all about asking price. I mean, the skill set's there, but Jake, what says you, Joe Mixon? I feel like this is going to be yet another highly debated topic throughout the summer.
I don't know if it'll be that up. You get that many people that don't like it. It's just whether or not where his cost is going to come, because honestly, you could throw in the entire Bengals offense, throw in Tyler Boyd, throw in and T. Higgins. You can't really say because he's going to his second year, so there's nothing to bounce back from. But you could look at the play of when Burrow was playing versus after. So Tyler Boyd would be one that I'm going to be looking at wide receiver. I had a lot of them last year. I'll have a lot of them again. The T. Higgins play, you can see carry over to breaking out next year. So, yeah, Joe Mixon, both of them, Joe Burrow, just the Bengals offense again. So I agree with it. And I think that Joe Mixon, I don't think he's quite RB1. I wasn't even on him for an RB1 this year, just because if you look at his pure touchdown volume, it's just never there. And I don't know how much that's going to change next year, even with Burrow. But as a top-end RB2, he's going to be in the conversation and deserves to be in the conversation with, Miles Sanders, hopefully being another, that's somebody who could bounce back as well next year. You know, those kind of DeAndre Swift maybe breaks out, Antonio Gibson, David Montgomery, he'll be in that group. And if you want to talk about safety, he's probably one of the safer ones, even coming off the injury.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting. And also, I think Joe Burrow, wherever he's at, will only help Joe Mixon. We shall see. But Jake, do you have another option for us? Spin the wheel once more. Give us another player you think could bounce back.
Yeah, well, I actually just mentioned this. So can I mean, this is easy, but I'm going to bring him up because I feel like people are forgetting about him. He missed essentially the entire season to injury. So it's easy to say somebody coming back from an injury can bounce back. And there's a lot of guys. I mean, we just mentioned two of them, and yeah, you can throw Austin Eckler in that group too. So there's a lot, and I'm not going to running back. I'm going to wide receiver. I don't even like stop with the Drew Lock experiment, but even if he is the quarterback, people have forgotten about Cortland Sutton. Yes. Like he's dead.
Yes.
Like how are people like, oh yeah, I'll take him in the sixth round. Well, see, good luck. And you're not going to get him in my draft if he's there because he's going to be long gone.
Yeah. What do we make of Drew? So Drew Lock, you're done. You've seen enough.
I'm out.
No.
Get him out.
You can't say I'm done because I never started. Drew Lock should have never. Drew Lock was never the answer. Drew Lock's answer to a question was who should be a backup in the NFL.
Ouch. Well, but fair. Yeah. I mean, it's just funny because we wind the clocks back to the draft, and you know when they're getting Jerry Jeudy and Hamler, and they had Sutton, it was just sky's the limits. Let's rock. This kid's gonna be, you know, we're gonna see great things. But yeah, not so much. Not even close. Anthony, you basically echoed it. You're no good on Lock. You're done.
No, I mean, and Mike, I bought in a little bit last year, but I just remember the reason why it was so hard for me to buy in, and I did. Maybe you overhyped him a little bit on this show. I remember I think it was Vic Fangio said he should be playing baseball. It was like Lock's rookie year.
Yeah,
I remember that comment. It just stuck. That on top of John Elway's inability to draft quarterbacks.
Yeah, you want to go back to last year when they drafted all those pieces. I said John Elway is going to be carrying his bags and Locke's bags out of the stadium next year because it's not going to work. That's like that. There's no more excuses. I would love, we talk about free agents, and I know they're all talking about like what's going to happen with the Saints. Put Jameis Winston with those weapons.
Wow.
And please let that happen.
I mean, you know, we could jump into this for a hot second, you know, because we talked about this yesterday, Anthony, when we were recording, and Jake, I'll kind of throw this to you here. I mean, there's the videos or the pictures of Drew Brees working out. Yeah, again, you know, I said on yesterday's show, when these guys are tired, they don't just sit down and just eat a bunch of ring dings and, you know, just order a pizza. These guys still like to keep in shape. So, I mean, it could be all for nothing. But, I mean, A, if you're the Saints, do you want Drew Brees back? And B, if it happens, I mean, that's got to open it up for Jameis Winston to go somewhere. And he might be more sought after than he was last year.
Yeah, Drew Brees gives you the best chance of potentially any other option of Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston. I said if they went with Taysom Hill, bring in Cam Newton. Let them, you know, split that backfield into a two quarterback scenario. But Drew Brees gives you a better chance. But for fantasy purposes, he's not the ideal quarterback. He's going to continue to hurt Michael Thomas at this point of his career. Right. So, you know, ideally for fantasy, we'd want a different quarterback. If you're the Saints, if you want to go for another Super Bowl run, Drew Brees is definitely better than a lot of what's out there. And outside of maybe Dak getting not brought back by the, which is going to happen, they'll franchise him if they have to. But unless you're getting Dak, there's not much better you can do than Drew Brees, even with a weaker arm. But yeah, you say work out. There's a difference between working out in the offseason and pushing a damn sled. So this is definitely looking like the, not even necessarily the Brett Favre, but I joked about it. I'm not saying, oh, look at me. But I said, like, when we're all watching the Super Bowl, and remember the pregame in the Super Bowl, Jake Lazor was like, by the way, this is Drew Brees' last game, blah, 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 blah. I sent out a tweet, and I said, Drew Brees just found out he retired from Jake Lazor. And because yeah. Drew Brees never said anything. He still hasn't said anything. I don't know that he's definitely retired yet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, for NFL purposes, yes, he gives the Saints the best chance. For fantasy, you know, like you said, he's going to continue to hurt Michael Thomas.
Well, he helps Kamara.
Yeah, that too. You know, While I have a guest, because me and Anthony always discuss this stuff, and then when we get a guest, it's fun. We like to ask the same questions that I ask Anthony.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every day. So we talked about, because you brought up Cam Newton. And, you know, Cam Newton made some comments that, you know, there aren't 32 quarterbacks in the NFL that are better. And COVID kind of derailed his progress. What's that? What'd you say?
I said, okay, so 25.
Right, 20, right. That's what Anthony said yesterday, too.
He said 31 and a half.
Yeah, 31 and a half. But, you know, and even if he, and I would say, yeah, in the past, he's a lot better than 32 other quarterbacks. Now, much like we're kind of saying here, not as many. But, I mean, do you think Cam Newton can start in the NFL? And the other thing to keep in mind is, you want to talk about talent level. Sure, that's one thing. But there's also contracts. There's also teams committed to a player. So it's not always so cut and dry as to say, well, I'm better than, you know, a couple other quarterbacks. I should have a job. What says you about Cam Newton? You think he's finished or does he have more left?
I think he has more left. And I'm kind of looking down quarterbacks right now. They just traded for a quarterback, well, sent their quarterback away. I would take Cam Newton over Jared Goff. I would take him over Daniel Jones. I would take over Ben Roethlisberger's burnt arm at this point, because I do believe Cam Newton, and mostly because, so I had Brian McFadden on my podcast about week 9 or 10, somewhere around there, midseason last year. And he pointed out and said, we were talking about Antonio Brown. He goes, don't expect anything from Antonio Brown until December. He called it. He's like, this is why. He's like, people underrate what the NFL needs to get ready. Like, no preseason was hurting the rookies. We saw that to that point. He was like, that's going to continue for a lot of players that are missing time. He's like, that's why Gronk didn't really show up until week 8. He says Antonio Brown's going to not show up until December. And that's exactly what happened. He's like, this is something that matters. Preseason does matter. We need at least a game or two. And I talked to Mike Tomlin a few years ago, back when Le'Veon Bell was holding out. He said, I'm not concerned about Le'Veon Bell being in shape. I know he'll be in shape, but there's a different shape of working out on your own and being on the field, getting hit, getting the practice reps in. So I bring all up to say, I believe Cam Newton. I believe the fact that you came to a new system, a Belichick system. You had to learn 20,000 new plays. You missed weeks on top of weeks with COVID at the beginning of the season while you're still trying to get comfortable. So do I think Cam Newton's the 30-plus touchdown MVP Cam Newton? No. Do I still think he's probably top 20, putting the jokes aside? Yeah, because I would take him in front of all those quarterbacks at this point. If you told me the Steelers swap Ben Roethlisberger for Cam Newton, I would be on board.
Yeah, and mind you, I said it, Anthony, to you yesterday. I mean, those first 2 weeks, DraftKings scoring, 7th-best quarterback, 2nd-best quarterback, both weeks over 25 points scored. So, I mean, I get it. And so I'll pitch it to you this way then. So, you think that he does have something left, but do you think that he'll have, because there's a difference between having something left and having the opportunity. Do you think he's going to be able to find an opportunity with the, you know, we always talk about these incoming rookies that are coming in and, you know, who's trading up, who's doing what. Will there be room for Cam Newton, even if he's got some?
I think he's going to fall into the Ryan Fitzpatrick scenario. He's going to have to go somewhere to compete, or the carousel stops going around and there's an opportunity, like the Bears get left out of the mix because the Bears aren't drafting one, and Trubisky said he's done with them and they're done with him. You know, maybe this stops and all of a sudden it's down to him and Fitzpatrick and there's a job or two left that just didn't click. Or maybe he goes to Denver and hopes that Drew Lock continues to suck. So I think he'll have one or two things. I think he'll definitively have an opportunity to be a starter somewhere. whether or not he wants to go for that and hold out that he potentially gets a job where maybe he doesn't even sign until July when somebody gets hurt. You know,
right.
You can see that kind of a situation, but he'll be somewhere next year. There's no doubt in my mind. And like I said, there's a lot. I would take him over Drew Lock. That's definitely one. I mean, what if Deshaun Watson gets traded? Go replace Deshaun Watson in Houston. So I think an opportunity will pop up. It's just going to depend on how soon the opportunity pops up.
Yeah. And that's a good point. Potentially waiting for an injury that could be a smart move by him. Anthony, you have any other thoughts on Cam Newton? I know we brushed on this yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
And I think people gloss over the fact that if you go back to 2019, look what Tom Brady did. Just over 4,000 yards, 24 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. They get bounced out of the playoffs. This is a guy who's been in that system 20 years. Take away whatever little weapons that Brady did have that year, and this is what you give Cam Newton, Julian Edelman, a shell of himself in and out of the lineup, or actually didn't barely played last year. Damir Bird and Keel Harry, who Brady couldn't make work. Nothing
Bird
at tight end. The offensive line was in shambles. The running backs were in shambles. The defense, so many people opted out. And then Tom, at his age, he goes to Tampa Bay, a team ready to win, and goes to win a championship. I'm not saying Cam Newton's going to go win a championship, but I think at this juncture of Tom Brady's career, he needs more around him. Earlier in his career, he didn't need much, and he can go win football games.
Right.
Cam Newton, the same way, didn't need much when Devin Funchess and Kelvin Benjamin were your top receivers. Now Cam needs weapons. If Cam went to Chicago, I will not buy in, but if Cam went to Denver, if Cam went to Washington with Logan Thomas, they have a bunch of young receivers and Terry McLaurin and those running backs, I think he would succeed. Because I'll take Washington's personnel over New England right now.
Yeah. And I see that he could be productive in Washington. But again, I say the same thing I said, a couple days ago. If Ron Rivera wasn't ready to bring him in last year, did he see enough this year to say, you know what, I will bring Cam in this year? You know what? Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I will bring him in.
I don't know if it's that or if it's more the fact that he doesn't have a quarterback right now. And I love Tyler Haneke because he's from ODU, by the way, represent. But I don't think that's he wants that to be his answer.
No, yeah, I don't think so either. No, and that would bring the news today that they're, I believe that was as per Ian Rappaport that they're going to cut ties with Alex Smith. So does anybody think Alex Smith plays again? Real quick, anybody around the room?
Oh, yeah, I think he's going to be a backup somewhere, but I think, hey, you got your win, buddy, and we all loved the story, and it was amazing to watch and amazing to see his family cheer, but don't risk it. That's the thing. Like, you got your win. Just, retire and stay healthy. Stay safe. Keep your leg.
He'll get a movie deal out of this, too.
I'm sorry.
That's
saying,
a good point.
I was saying we've got the movie ending. We've got it. Comeback player of the year. The whole kit and caboodle, good stuff.
It was like that. What was that one pitcher movie where he's like a 40-year-old reliever that got picked up? That's like, it feels like that kind of movie.
Yeah, I forget what it's called, but I know exactly.
He throws the baseball past the speed limit sign that registers it.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Good times. Jake, we've got you for another couple minutes before you run off, but might as well ask you. I brought up all the quarterbacks that are coming in, these rookies. Do you have a favorite of all these? I guess Trevor Lawrence is everybody's favorite. There's some NFL execs saying that, some people value Zach Wilson over Lawrence. And maybe that's just, whatever. Maybe it's just classic smoke and mirrors. So let's push Lawrence to the side. The other guys. Is there a guy you like? And do you think we could see a surprise on draft night with a team trading up to get one of these guys?
Also, I definitely think that could happen. I wouldn't be surprised if you see it. Look, 4 quarterbacks are going in the top 10. I wouldn't be surprised if 5 hit that top 10. And how I wouldn't do it because I don't believe in Trey Lance at this point. I think Trey Lance is Josh Allen, but worse. And we've made excuses for quarterbacks before with the how's all these
so probably
abilities.
More of a project.
Yeah, this
pretty much.
No, not a Trey Lance guy. Zach Wilson. No, Zach Wilson doesn't even get over Justin Fields. Justin Fields is definitively number 2 for me. By the way, it's not even a question in my mind. It's it's Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields. Then we can talk about Wilson and the rest. And, you know, Trask, I keep comparing to Philip Rivers, especially with his throwing motion. So I think he could be like late first round. Mac Jones, Mac Jones is the inverse of Lance, basically. So if you want the safe, kind of almost like, I think, like, I'm trying to think, like, who's the safest quarterback I could think of. We'll go back to the Bengals. You remind, like, Andy Dalton. Like, if you just want somebody out there, like, hey, we built this juggernaut around the quarterback, and he's just go out there, don't lose the game for us. That's Mac Jones for me. But all these others, yeah, I'm Justin Fields number two, 100%. And I think the rest are battling for number three. I haven't finished definitively my number three, four, and five. But those would be, it would be Lawrence, easy. Lance is probably not even there, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I believe Peter King was saying that Jones could, he believes Jones could go over Lance, was his thoughts today.
And I saw that, and that doesn't surprise me because I'm not a Lance guy. So yeah. I get it, but we've done, how many times have we done this? And I'm not even a quarterback. Go back to Darrell Green Beckhams of the world. Like, we make excuses for all these, you know, oh, they have all this ability and all this natural gift and all this blah, blah, blah. We'll figure out it. We'll teach it to them. Okay, if you didn't figure it out for 3 years at a top college of coaches trying to teach you, and yeah, I'm not saying like BYU and all these other schools are like, you know, we're not talking about the Power Five or anything, but there's still top talent schools of coaching, and you can't figure it out at playing lesser competition. What makes you think you're going to figure it out at the NFL level when all of a sudden the things are moving 1,000 times faster and your window is this big?
True story. All right. Well, there you go. All right. Well, Jake, we'll let you run. I know you got some stuff to do. Why don't you tell everybody, though, where they can follow you, where they could, if they don't know, then they ought to know. So I guess you ought to let them know. Tell them where they can follow you. Tell them where they can check out all your work, all that good stuff.
Yeah, the easiest way is at All In Kid, because I tweet out all my work over at The Athletic. So you can head over there and look. You know, if you're not signed up, look, I'm 1/100th of what's over there. So you go look for the discount. You can sign up. There's discounts everywhere. There's always like one. You don't have to pay a full price, but you get any team that you want covered. But yeah, I'm over at The Athletic. I tweet everything out at All In Kid, the podcast and all that type of stuff. I got like 2 minutes if you want to slide in one more question before I get out of here.
Well, I was going to bring up a quick story. I mentioned this to Anthony yesterday. I didn't tell the story, but like a year or two ago, probably close to 2 years when we were podcasting, I somehow got your email, and I was like, I'm gonna ask Jake if he wants to be on the show. So, you know. So then you send the email, and you do this. You see. And at first, I didn't see a response. So I just figured, well, there's a reason why you want him on. He's good, so he's probably busy. So whatever. One day, I'm getting my oil changed. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know what? I'll get rid of some emails, whatever. And all of a sudden, I go through, and I see an email from Jake. And not only did he respond, but he said, yes, I'd like to come on. And it was like a month and a half later. And I said, son of a bitch, out loud. And people probably wonder why I was cursing at the car dealership. But yeah,
I wonder why you didn't tell me.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I conveniently didn't tell you the Jake Seeley story.
So you don't keep your mailbox clean. I didn't know that about. I did not know that about.
No, I don't blame though. I think I might have even said it in the email. It's like, I'm the worst, especially if it's the work email. It's just, you better just at me at Twitter or something.
Yeah. No, but there you go. But listen, it comes full circle because, now we got you today and we appreciate you coming on. Anthony, do you have any last questions or thoughts for Jake? Anything?
Let's go back to Justin Field. Jake, why do you definitively rank him as your number two? Do you believe he's the safer of everybody outside of Trevor Lawrence? Talking about safe. Because I'm actually writing up an article, and I actually have Fields ranked number two. And a lot of it is more things I don't like about Zach Wilson.
Well, that's a big part of it. So, I think there are safeness. Is this? I don't even know how to say that. Safetiness to his game. I don't think he's the safest. I actually think I go back to Mac Jones. Like, he's the boring safest. And I'm sorry to say that about Mac Jones, but I'm just like, if you want somebody that that's not going to make mistakes for you, it is Mac Jones. The thing is Fields does need to improve in some areas. Like, if you look at his progression reads, he needs to work on that. And there's no question about it. But Jalen Hurts does too. There's like a lot of things, is his wind up a little too long? People will say that. But there's a lot. You look at it, and if we're talking fantasy, the rushing is what we're going to be so excited about. The red zone efficiency, is just off the chart. Like when you get into the red zone, you talk like it feels like Russell Wilson in the red zone. Wow. And I think that's like, you know what it feels like? He feels like I'll stick with Russell Wilson. He feels like a raw Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson arguably was kind of, that's why he wasn't in the first round, was raw coming out. You know, he took the extra year in college. There's talk about baseball and stuff like that. I think his upside is Wilson, but I think his downside, I don't think he's that safe at all. I could see that.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Downside being he's gone in 3 years. So, yeah, it's just more of, I think he's got arguably the highest ceiling out of anybody not named Lawrence.
Hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, there you go. And on that note, Jake, we appreciate you joining us immensely. Feel free to come back anytime. And, yes. There you go.
Enjoy it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming on.
Later, man. Cheers. All right. So there you go, Anthony. That was Jake Seeley again talking about some bounce back players. Got some draft talk out of him.
I'll tell you what. He's probably now my favorite guest we've ever had on.
Fantastic. There's a reason why I tried to get him on a long time ago and, you know, didn't remember to check my email at the right time. So
yeah, thanks. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Yep. You're welcome. Definitely, and we appreciate that. And yeah, you know,
what a moron!
Let me see this. Where do we rank him, guess-wise? Justin Boone was a good one, too, though.
Yeah, Justin was good.
Yeah. If we can get both of them on at the same time, then we've got some podcasting music right there. We'll just put it that way. There you go. Anthony, anything that, you know, listen, we've got about, I don't know how much time we got. I didn't set the watch today, so I don't know how much time we got. But anything
we
you want to talk about?
44-minute mark, not including the standby time in the beginning.
Yeah, of course, with our wonderful dance music, get you guys excited, get you guys ramped up to go. For those who watch on Periscope and YouTube and Twitch, and we'll tell them, Anthony, they get subscribe, of course, right? I mean, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and also, we're going to start pushing this. So get ready. We won't mention it at the 45-minute mark like bad hosts. We'll actually mention it at like the 4-minute mark or earlier. Feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or literally wherever you can. Listen, even YouTube, even if you want to leave a comment, just comment anything. Anything to help attract more attention to our show. We appreciate it immensely. Listen, we do this show, you know, hours at a clip and multiple times per week. And it literally takes you just a moment to just help us out immensely. So if you could leave a review or do any of those kind of things, we would greatly appreciate it. But Anthony, I'm surprised you haven't tried to bust my balls too hard yet about Teddy Bridgewater.
I mean, what am I going to do? He's not a member of the 49ers yet, and I'm not quite buying in that they really want him.
Yeah.
Sure, they could make a phone call, but maybe they're trying to stir up interest elsewhere or with another GM that maybe nobody's talking about. Maybe there's a deal in the works somewhere else and they put this report out there or maybe made this call so a report can get out there to show this other team, hey, we're going to make a move. It's either going to be with you or with them. But is Teddy that bad? And I'm going to use the same narrative that I use for the Washington football team in Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
If your 49ers can keep that defense intact and you put Teddy Bridgewater in Shanahan's offense, I think we'll see more of the Saints Teddy Bridgewater than we will the Panthers, because this was my issue with Teddy last year. He was in garbage time. He was with a bad team. Teddy can't play on a bad team. He'll be exposed. You put him on a team, you give him a lead, he can manage the game. Now, is it a lateral move to Jimmy Garoppolo? Probably.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a lateral move.
Prof. Yeah, that's so then why bother? That's my whole point. I mean, less to pay, I guess. I mean, the contract, I got to look up Teddy's contract, but I know he's he can't be making as much per year than Jimmy Garoppolo. Otherwise, the Panthers made a terrible mistake, which may be why they're looking to move off him so bad. But yeah, that's the thing. If I'm a Niner fan, which I am, but if you're a Niner fan, you're either looking for an upgrade, like a bona fide upgrade in the form of a Deshaun Watson, which, you know, again, I think that's a pipe dream, or you're looking at the NFL draft and one of these top quarterbacks, just like Jake was talking about this, Justin Fields, Mel Kiper, talking about the potential of the Niners trading up at least, so he thinks. And that's one of those things, because to me, Anthony, when you talk about one of those rookies, you're saying, to me, that's almost like when you go, say, you're in the working world and you go to take a job and you have a current job where you get X salary and you're going to go down in salary a little bit to go to this one job, but you could potentially gain a lot more. So you make the jump. So that's how I view a rookie. Is a rookie better than Jimmy Garoppolo on day one? Maybe, maybe not. It's a big offense to understand, but long term, there's a lot there. I don't see a lot long term, and I don't see day one much better than Jimmy Garoppolo with the Teddy Bridgewater, which is why when I saw that headline, I said, get that crap out of here. And same day, I see that. I see the J.J. Watt stuff, which I just, you know.
And again, I like this Watt move for the Cardinals. And you know, I didn't get as deep as Jake did in terms of potential free agent losses. I'm just really high on Isaiah Simmons. I loved him. You remember last year coming out, I thought he was going to be a terrific pick for them. And if he can work out as that hybrid player and you have that pass rush, and no, J.J. Watt's a he's what Jake said, 80%. But if Chandler Jones is getting double teamed, you're seeing J.J. Watt.
Yeah,
I like this. This Cardinals team could be dangerous. They just need to, you know, I think they're a few pieces away. What surprises me is that J.J. Watt said he wants to play for a contender, and that's where the money comes in. I don't think a contender that he wanted to go to either could afford or was willing to pay that amount of money.
Yeah, $31 million over 2 years. Yeah, I agree.
Put it in perspective. The franchise tag... for a defensive end, you know, I'm looking at the Leonard Williams news with the grievance over position label.
Yes.
You know, so a normal defensive end on a franchise tag, $17.8 million. J.J. Watt at his age and his injury history and his wear and tear is playing right around 15 a year. Would you rather have Leonard Williams or J.J. Watt?
There we are. You know, listen, some other stuff. Pat Mahomes, by the way, he's be ready for training camp. Surprise, surprise. No one didn't see that coming. Anthony, any other news you want to discuss there, or any other thoughts you have? Maybe anything we discussed with Jake, maybe any other bounce back players maybe you didn't have a chance to speak about, anything at all?
Juju. Juju is a player that I'm having an issue evaluating.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, I mean, I just think it's hard to view it only because we don't know where he's going.
But that's part of the fun of doing this type of a show before free agency is the anticipation.
All right, go ahead. Talk where, about Juju.
You know, if Juju ends up in the right spot, ideally you think of a couple of seasons ago when he went off, but then when you think about that 2018 season, he did have Antonio Brown, and it was a Ben Roethlisberger who dropped back to pass over 600 times. So when I'm evaluating Juju Smith-Schuster, I never believe, I almost have the same take as I did with Alshon Jeffrey all those years ago. The Bears didn't view him as a one. I didn't view Alshon as a one. And the Steelers, I don't believe, view Juju as a number one receiver, and I really don't either. So is he going to bounce back from a 97, 831, and 9 year, or is that what we get out of Juju Smith-Schuster?
Well, where do you think he could go to maybe push past that point? Or what's the best landing spot for him then? Not necessarily going to put that on you to say that if he goes to the X place, he's going to blow past these numbers. But is there a best-case scenario for Juju Smith-Schuster for you, since you're talking about him? Is there a spot where he's going to go where you're going to be like, well, shit, that's kind of what I had in mind. This works.
You know, and this is a rumored team who might push to sign him. What about the Raiders and Derek Carr?
Yeah.
You know, Juju operating. I mean, can you picture him in the Hunter Renfro role?
I would dig that for Henry Ruggs, too.
There is a vast need for wide receivers on the Raiders. And I know people wanted to hype up Bryan Edwards. And
Bryan
Nelson
Edwards is
Aguilar.
The second best wide receiver in NFL history, right behind Chase Claypool, Anthony. Didn't you know that?
I think Juju on that offense would be fantastic. What about what's going on with the Jets? You know, that's another spot that might be, if they're going to let Crowder walk,
and the Jets end up with
one of the rookies, or they end up with, a veteran like Deshaun Watson. You put Juju there. I think that also works.
Yeah, and that's been one of the rumored teams since day one. And again, because and the Jets, they're going to be a rumored team a lot, not just because there's a new regime and they are looking to change things up, but because of the cap space. There's a lot of cap space there, and there's a lot of excitement going on there. So there you go. Anthony, as we start to wrap it up, I do want to mention our fine friends over, by the way, if you're still listening over at Tavor. You want to get some beer shipped to your home? Well, download the Tavor app today, T-A-V-O-U-R. It's free to download. The beer's not free, of course, but work with me here. Download the app. Go waltz in. Take a look. They will give you beers. They update them daily. So you download the app. You go in a couple times a day. They'll update those beers. They'll tell you alcohol content, where it comes from. Listen, this is beer. Listen, helping out the little guy, helping out some of these breweries. They're putting their beer out. They're bringing it to Tavor. I got a shipment the other day. You can get everything from an Italian ale to I got a salted toffee caramel stout. Yes, you literally. There's no in between. It's everything's out there. So you go ahead, download that app today, T-A-V-O-U-R. Take a look at all the awesome beers that they have to offer. And maybe you can learn a little something about beers. Again, it helps. People don't like to go to the beer distributor and look like a jerk off and say, sir, I don't know what to buy. What should I buy? And he's like, well, there's Schaefer's in the corner and there's Coors Light over there. That doesn't really help you. You want something good.
That's me at a liquor store.
That is Anthony. Yes. Where are the fruity drinks? Yeah. Yeah. A couple blocks down that bar over there. Go over there.
Blue Oyster.
No. The Blue Oyster. Yes. Police Academy style. But download the Tavor app today. Listen, whether you want to get your drinks at the Blue Oyster or not, it don't matter. They accept everybody. Go ahead. Download that app today. Tavor. T-A-V-O-U-R. And most important part, guys, gosh darn it, and you get the most important part. If you download that app, if you buy yourself some beer, have it shipped to your home, use the promo code FACEOFF, F-A-C-E-O-F-F, and when you spend $25 or more, you will get $10 off. So, good times and a deal. There you go. Anthony, with that being said, is there anything that you would like to say before we ride off into the sunset today?
Yeah, if you're listening right now on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe. Leave us a 5-star rating and a 5-star review telling everyone why you love the show and why we are the best of what we do here at the FF Faceoff. Because the more subscriptions, ratings, reviews that we get, the more people we can help dominate their fantasy football leagues and raise their NFL IQ as a whole. Mike, as always, take it home.
Yeah, big shout out again to Jake Seeley. Again, you can follow him on Twitter at OlinKid. Listen, we've done Podathon. I say Podathon because we've only done one. I was going to say plural, but we've done the Podathon. We've had guests throughout the years, Anthony. Everybody from George Kittle to, Jason Moore to Stepmom Lauren to whomever, to Rum Boys, the list goes on. But Jake really brought today probably one of the best guests that we've ever had. So a special shout out to Jake Seeley for joining us. Again, feel free to come back anytime. But yes, that will do it for the FF Faceoff today. So we'll let you guys know again, as always, stay thirsty, be kind to one another. If they ask you to wear a mask, the COVID thing is still kind of going on. So wear a mask. Feel free to get that vaccine. It's very easy to get now, believe it or not. Just go on a website and find it and gruel through hitting refresh button 15,000 times. You'll get a shot. It'll be a good time. And we'll catch you on the flip side. Cheers.
guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.